Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in, whether it is your first time or you're a quiz champion. This is a special edition of the show, dedicated to the one and only Sir Elton John. Few acts in history have managed to have hit songs across many generations, so it is only fitting to dedicate an episode to his impressive career. We'll be testing your knowledge of his music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can take on this challenge by yourself or find some fellow Elton fans to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be the life and times of Elton John, collaborators, and chorus challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can share your score after the show with other players. Feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we're going to go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about the life and times of Elton John. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's go. Question 1. Elton's career was reinvigorated in the mid-1990s after working with Tim Rice on the soundtrack of which film? Question 2. Which Welsh actor played the role of Elton John in the hit 2019 film Rocket Man? Question 3. Elton has always taken a keen interest in football, including various roles such as being the chairman and president of which English football club? Question 4. In 1992, Elton established a charity foundation which raises money to combat which disease? Question 5. In 1974, Elton released a cover of the Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, with some assistance from which member of the Beatles? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is collaborators. We have 5 questions for you, all about other music stars that Elton John has collaborated with throughout his career. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 6. In 1989, Elton released Through the Storm, a collaboration with which American vocalist known as the Queen of Soul? Question 7. In 2022, Elton worked with which pop star on the single Hold Me Closer, a mashup dance track reimagining of some of his previous hits? Question 8. In 1985, Elton released That's What Friends Are For, a collaboration with Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, and which male soul singer who was a child prodigy? Question 9. Elton scored a number one hit before Christmas in 2021, thanks to the single Merry Christmas, a duet with which English singer-songwriter? Question 10. In 1994, Elton went to the top 10 in the UK by re-releasing his song, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, as a collaboration with which famous drag queen? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear some lyrics read aloud from the chorus of a hit Elton John song. The catch is, it's going to sound a little different to normal. You can give yourself 1 point if you can correctly guess the song title. Let me play those lyrics for you now. Question 11.
I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind, that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Question 12.
When your feet just can't keep still, I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, Lordy Mama, those Friday nights when Susie wore her dresses tight.
Question 13.
My brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars that won't heal? Your eyes have died, but you see more than I.
Question 14.
Count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down in sheets of linen. You had a busy day today.
Question 15.
Time on my hands could be time spent with you, laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers.
That's all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. The answers are ready to go, commencing with the life and times of Elton John. Question 1. The Lion King. Elton composed the tracks, including the hits Can You Feel the Love Tonight and Circle of Life. Whilst Elton disliked the 2019 remake of the film, he believes the spirit of the music lives on through the successful stage musical. Question 2. Taron Egerton. Taron sang all the renditions of the Elton songs for the film and won a Golden Globe for his performance. Question 3. Watford Football Club. Elton has been involved with the club to varying degrees since 1976. Question 4. HIV or AIDS? The Elton John Foundation has raised over $500 million to support the treatment and prevention of HIV. Question 5. John Lennon. Whilst he used a pseudonym for the track, Lennon provided backing vocals and guitar for Elton's rendition. Continuing on to round two, collaborators. Here are the people we were looking for. Question 6. Aretha Franklin is the Queen of Soul. Question 7. Britney Spears worked with Elton on Hold Me Closer. Question 8. Stevie Wonder. The track That's What Friends Are For was released to raise money for AIDS research in the early 1980s. Question 9. Ed Sheeran. Whilst the track did make it to number 1, it just missed out on being the revered UK Christmas number 1 of that year. It was beaten by Lad Baby's Sausage Rolls for Everyone. Question 10. RuPaul. The campy rendition of Don't Go Breaking My Heart made it all the way to number 7 in the UK, but failed to set the chart alight anywhere else. For our final round today, you were looking to correctly identify the song from the chorus lyrics. 1 point was available for each Elton John song title that you could correctly guess. Let's reveal the songs. Question 11, that was Your Song. Question 12, you heard Crocodile Rock. Question 13, Daniel. Question 14 was Tiny Dancer. And finally, question 15, I guess that's why they call it the blues. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe, follow the podcast, or tell a friend. You can follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia to share your score and learn a bit more about music history. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.